Good morning, everyone. You know, you learn so much in these classes.
Amen.
Thank God for that. I'm still back here at chapter 5. So I'm going to speed up. I might skip a few verses. All right. Chapter 5, verse 1. But a certain man named Ananias and Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? And we know what happened. They buried the husband and then the wife. Down here, verse 8 says, and Peter answered unto her, tell me whether ye sold the land for so much. And she said, yea, for so much. Then Peter said unto her, how is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door, and shall carry thee out. Then she fell down straightway at his feet and yielded up the ghost. And the young men came in and found her dead, and carried her forth and buried her by her husband. Now, one time Solomon stated that the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord.
Yes, yes, yes.
And to lie to the Holy Ghost is a no-no.
That is true. Praise the Lord.
The Lord can't, he has to work through us. Mm-hmm. And that's why he can work through us. We were washed in the blood of Jesus. We have the Holy Spirit on the inside to guide us personally. We're baptized in the Holy Spirit to do the work of the ministry. And we need to be just as truthful as he is. Our integrity should become like his.
But here's a curious question. Mm-hmm. Why didn't they allow him the time to repent?
They had the evidence not to lie to the Holy Spirit.
What?
You mean the talking about the Ananias and Sapphira?
Well, they asked him a question again. They asked him, did you sell it for so much? I mean, he had a time there to repent.
Yeah.
But he gonna lie again through some mighty means like that. Uh-huh. He asked him the question again, did you sell it for so much? Mm-hmm. Then he asked his wife, he did his wife the same way.
Yeah.
He asked him the question, did you sell the land for so much?
Mm-hmm. And he lied.
And then he asked himself, why did the Holy Ghost, why have you lied?
Mm-hmm. And that was
they could have said, okay, well, yeah, I lied and I'm sorry, you know.
And they would have lived.
But they didn't.
But they didn't.
God could have already been dealing with them. God could have already been dealing with them to repent in their heart before they got there, and they just made a decision they weren't going to listen.
Mm-hmm.
That happens today.
Says,
but
God always deals with you about your sin, so he probably were dealing with them before they got there.
Yeah, he gave them space.
They were resisting the God telling them to repent. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. And then they went and did it anyway.
Yeah.
This was surgery.
Yeah, he was already dealing with them in their heart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This was surgery. They were new to the Holy Spirit. They couldn't do the things they did before Christ came. Now, the temple was full of stuff like that. It was full of lies and deceit. Jesus turned over the money changer's table. It was a den of thieves. That's way beyond lies.
Yeah.
And a little sin, a little leaven, will leaven the lump. Even in the church. The Lord had to do surgery. Peter was the apostle. Mm-hmm. Peter was in charge of keeping order in the church. And the Lord showed it to Peter and showed him how to deal with it. Now, with that said, the same kind of thing must happen now, or the overlooked sin will become a leaven and make the church powerless. Because the Lord is restricted when people get in sin, or when people get in forms of disobedience, or off track on a tangent. But we're powerful when we stay connected and united and walk in agreement with the Holy Spirit.
And also keep out of traditions.
And keep out of dead traditions.
Mm.
You know, Colossians chapter 2 tell you to touch not, taste not, and handle not the rudiments of this world and traditions of men. It will stifle the move of God. And now God is going to find people that won't get off track like that. Now, people get off track because of pride, fear, and weaknesses. If you get in pride, mm-hmm. pride is already in opposition to God.
Yes, God helps.
I want the attention of the people, so Lord, I'm going to do it my way instead of your way.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't say that, they just do it. And then if the Lord say do something, people become reluctant through fear. Well, people ain't going to accept me. When you're anointed, you don't need anybody to accept you. It's a blessing when people do, but you don't. It's not necessary.
Exactly right.
And that's a revelation that I had to receive.
Amen.
And the Lord had to.
Amen.
He dealt with me about the things like that. Do what I'm doing, because he sent me in the beginning, when he first revealed to me what my calling was, he would send me to different pastors. I said, well, Lord, what about the doctrinal differences? He said, their darkness can't instruct your light. Walk in the light, be the light, do the light, do what I give you to do. And it always, the anointing always trumps the ways of the world, the traditions of men. So the Lord had to do surgery. Instead of taking out half the congregation out there and spread too far, he took out where it was starting from. And personally, I don't believe that Ananias and Sapphira went to hell. They just lost their right to live on earth. Because I don't think they had enough wisdom to know the intensity of what they were doing. That's just my opinion. I can't say where they went. I just don't believe they went.
It's not a bad opinion.
Yeah. But that ain't, I didn't say that with the Holy Ghost, so
no.
That.
Not written in you.
No. No, it's not.
But being in his presence.
It's not a bad opinion.
You know, I think that the church, you know, like buildings, you know, like we're a congregation of a church, mm-hmm. I believe that the Holy Ghost comes in surgically and removes people from that church because of problems being stirred up and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it happens a lot. It used to have a team challenge.
Yeah. That has to, remember, there are tares among the wheat. And also, with that, there are Christians that won't budge. Mm-hmm. And God's going to protect the work. He's not going to let somebody come and destroy it.
It's his work.
As long as the point man will follow God.
Yeah.
If the person that whose anointing started the thing, if they stay on track, the Lord's going to help them weed out what's not of God.
Well, come on now.
But it also said great fear.
That's where we're getting to.
Of those that was in there and those that heard about it.
Mm-hmm.
Great, said it was great fear.
Yes.
Nobody was lying to the apostles anymore.
No. they got their mind right. You remember Cool Hand Luke? He said, I'm going to have to put you in the box. You might have a little rabbit in you because your mom passed. He said, and he escaped, but when they caught him, he said, I got my mind right, boss. Well, anyway, and great fear came upon all the church and upon as many as heard these things. So it worked. Remember, you're following the spirit of truth. And sometimes he's going to do surgery. Sometimes he's going to tell you what to do, and you got to be on guard and ready to do it. Everything the Holy Spirit wants you to do is not always going to be popular. And you don't need people to give you approval to do what God told you to do. That's what chapter 4 is about. You don't need a follower. If you can stay on point with God, it's going to work. And the Lord don't need a lot of people to do a great work. I just thank God when there is a lot of people in on a good work. I thank God for all the help he sends. But to get the job done, you just can't compromise. And in verse 12, and by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. And of the rest did no man join himself to them, but the people magnified him. And believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes both of men and women. Now, this chapter, verse 14, is very important. The Lord came, he will not build on a bad foundation. He has to fix the foundation first. That can take as long as the people take to grow, to understand, to gain understanding. And the Lord gave me this word. I have it on a website soon called Definitions. All those definitions the Lord gave me, he had me to write a word about it. And it's long. You know, people don't usually like to read the long ones, but this one's 10 pages in a notebook, so it's probably going to be 5 pages on after being typed. But when we got to the word understanding, he said that, I asked him the meaning of that years and years ago. And he said, understanding is knowing things in their right relationships, in their right relationship.
That's good. Mm-hmm.
And last night when I wrote it, he gave me another portion to it. Mm-hmm. It comes from two root words, under and stand. And the way he showed me, it's like looking at something from the foundation throughout. Mm-hmm. You're learning, and who's opposing you learning? Satan. Well, after receiving the grace of God, his word, having faith in his word, acting on his word, and then choosing to trust the Lord when you don't know what to do and relying on him, you get to know him and you start understanding things. And though you're being opposed all the time, you begin to see the God's eye view to the point that you understand it from the foundation throughout. And when we get to the point of understanding, the next step is vision. So when the Lord corrected the problem that was about to get out of control, because they felt comfortable to do what they were doing because of the people. Mm. When God corrected them, everybody got in line. Now God can bring in the multitude. That's the way it is now.
That's good.
Foundation. We have to live by our faith. And then there's two things happening.
People now don't have fear of the church like they used to. They'll walk in church and do anything.
Amen. Yeah.
They'll say anything to the pastor. I mean, they don't. Mm-hmm. It's not that fear on the church.
And that stems out of a lack of relating to God, because the people that know their God will do exploits. The people that don't, Christians and people that don't fully know their God, they're not going to do those. They're not going to make that kind of stand. You know, an understanding never forms completely. And when you understand, you don't go back, you go forward. And the Lord is able to build. You know, Nehemiah, he built the wall with tools in one hand, sword in the other. He understood. Uh-huh. He saw the foundation of works, mm-hmm. and he contended for it.
Amen.
And he won, and everybody that was opposing him, they realized it was a work of God, and they felt small within themselves. But the Lord, he's doing a great and mighty work, because he had the foundation right. The people got their mind right. They became foundational. God built on it. And though we're anointed, that's why people can have great success in ministry and fail in life. Even though we're anointed, we're still required to live by our faith. We got to solve our personal problems by our faith.
Yes.
And that's good. That's real good.
If
that's
we
right,
don't,
brother.
We can do a great mighty work of God and go out broke and sick. And that ain't God's will.
Yeah, you know, that's what Paul said, after I preach to others.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't
want to. After I preach to others.
If you want to prosper, go get with the Holy Spirit and let him teach you how to prosper.
Amen.
Let him teach you how to be healed. Pastor contends. He reads the healing scriptures all the time, so he'll be on point when the Lord, when it's time to use his faith. He's right. We got to train. We got to live by our faith. That requires training. Let's see. What verse we stop at? Verse 15. Okay, we'll pick up at 15 next week. We're going to see a great move of God. It won't be limited.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Good Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you and praise you for all that you're doing. And thank you for including us. And Lord, I pray that you'll take these lessons on the web and bless your people. Bless millions of people to hit that website. Let us all agree on that, because God uses time. Lord, I pray that you'll mightily use all the tools that are at your disposal in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen.